Case number 12,597, Walter M. and Carol A. Reichel seek a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Section 115-34 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Bay Run within the Kenwick Sound subdivision. 911 address is 37034 Bay Run, Selbyville, Zoning District MR. Tax parcel is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 345. The applicant is seeking a 10.8-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed garage addition. We have two letters of support, zero of opposition, and one mail return.
Is the applicant present?
Board members, staff, I'm Walter M. Reichel, 37034 Bay Run, Kenwick Sound, Selbyville, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good evening.
Okay, I'll try to boil this down. You have the application. I've submitted other documentation, which I assume you have access to.
Yes.
Including the survey, and the survey is the crux of my problem. I didn't understand the survey, okay? Everything else is fine. I just didn't understand the measurement of 31.2. I didn't know what that meant. I also thought in doing this application, I needed a 12-foot variance, and I talked to Mr. Elliot Young. He helped me through this, and I actually need a 10.8. So at some point in this application, I think it says 12 feet. It should be 10.8 to allow for the extension.
If I may, just as a point of clarity, Mr. Reichel, so it appears that your existing dwelling is not parallel to Bay Run.
That's correct. There's an angle on Bay Run. It angles.
So what this survey shows, and I'm looking at the survey from September 9 of 2003.
I have it.
It goes from the north corner of your property to the northern corner, front corner of your dwelling. And they just show the closest distance. So that's where the 31.2 is. So it shows that your existing dwelling is 31.2 feet at its closest point to
right.
Bay Run. The 10.8, as I understand it, is when you project out your garage addition, that's where it comes out to. So if you were doing a 12-foot extension of your garage and you were 31.2 feet, you're not necessarily going to need a 12-foot variance. You would need 10.8.
That's correct. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Thank you. I just make sure we're.
Yeah, this is young Mr. Young guided me through this and gave me a real upgrade on lessons for how to read surveys. Essentially, it will have no meaningful effect on our development. It's a residential development of roughly 240 homes. It's a quiet neighborhood, and the position where it is, right off the cul-de-sac, there's barely any traffic back there. If grandkids visit or something like that on the four houses that exist, which includes mine. So it'll have no traffic impact on the development. I have support from the two adjacent neighbors, one who's having a home built right next to me. He will be there about 6 months out of the year. He lives part-time in California, where he has a daughter, and part-time in Delaware, where he has a son. So he kind of vacations in Delaware for 6 months. The other neighbor also comes down on weekends and weekly vacations and intends to be a full-time resident in 2 years. So both of these neighbors are in agreement. I've talked to other people in the area, but I never asked them to give me a commitment in writing. In fact, I talked to one of the board members. She reminded me, not that I needed reminding, that if this gets approved, I'll also need a permit from the county, but a permit from the HOA as well. I'll have no difficulty with either one of those, I believe, if this variance is granted. What it will do is make my garage usable. I'll just go to the quick. I would be able to put my pallet in there and allow 3 feet and 3/4 inches around it for access to the vehicle. My CRV, which will be on the shorter end of the garage because of a bathroom bump out, I'd have about 4 feet 3 inches because the CRV is shorter than the pilot. So essentially, that's what I'm trying to get. It will, the roof line will be the same as the existing. It's an Anacoke stick built. I've already talked to a contractor. He was the one who looked at the survey and said, you can't do that. So we're seeking the variance, and I will stick with that contractor because if he was smart enough to tell me that, I'd consider him to be probably honest, you know, instead of just throwing the damn thing in there and leaving me with a problem. Essentially, you know, that's it. It boils down to make the garage usable, I need the variance. It's not usable now. I can't put the cars in there. And I don't think it will substantially affect my development. I intend to live there until I die, so I don't want to substantially affect my development. My wife is here to know.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Do we have any questions for the gentleman?
Sir, how deep is your existing garage?
Hold on, I have to. From the wall to the end of the garage on the south side, it's 143 inches and 171 inches on the north side from the wall to the end of the garage. I probably should have given you that in feet, but I didn't.
It basically goes on the survey. I see the outside looks like it's 24 feet deep. Is that where the end of the garage is?
Where you're looking at the 24.3?
24, it's what, it says 24.2.
I'm sorry, I'm not.
On the survey. That's not the whole garage. That's not all garage, yeah, right at your house.
Right, because there's a bump out there. So no, it's not.
Okay, now I understand why it's
okay.
Not usable.
Right.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Okay. I didn't understand you at first, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
Sir, you mentioned the HOA. Do you anticipate a positive response if, in fact, you're given a approval tonight?
Yeah, I was a former board member. I served on the board for 3 years. I know the HOA people. I know the architecture committee people, and I don't anticipate any problem, providing, you know, I get the variance, obviously, and also first get the county permit. They won't approve it without a county permit. They're pretty good about that.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Sharp?
How far is the front property line from the edge of paving of Bay Run? It looks like there might be a gap when I look on that.
I'm not sure I understand the question. How far is the what now, sir?
So it looks like on there that the paving of Bay Run doesn't match your property line. Looks like maybe your driveway protrudes out a little bit off your property. Have you ever measured from the edge of your house to the actual?
Yes, I have. In fact, some of the photos I submitted, I did that exact measurement. Let me find that photo. I can tell you if we extend the garage.
Oh, I see here. It says 47 feet from the, I guess, and it's 47 feet from the 12-foot post to the edge of Bay Run.
So the extension, I was measuring 12 feet because I thought that's what I needed. But I put a post 12 feet out from the existing garage on both sides, measured from that post to the beginning of the road.
So that's from the edge of where this garage would be?
Yes, sir, 47 feet. And it's longer, I think it was 57 feet, 6 inches on the other side.
Of the proposed garage, you said?
Yes, sir.
Addition.
Of the proposed garage.
All right. Did you build the home that's on the property?
No, sir. We bought it existing.
Any flooding issues in the rear yard?
No. It meets all county issues in that if you get a heavy rain, and I mean a heavy rain, 6 inches, say, within 48 hours, it's gone. It's all sandy, very sandy soil down there. They do have swales in that particular phase. I live in what's known as phase one. It's, to be honest with you, phase one is better prepared for water than phase two does. We have swales.
I noticed to the south side of the current garage, there appears to be space within the building envelope, but it also looks like a handicap ramp as well. Is that in existence?
No, sir.
Okay. Is there a reason why you didn't look to build the garage to the other side? Are there access issues or?
Yeah, I wouldn't have, if I built it on the other side, I wouldn't be within the, 20 feet side measures? Isn't it 20 feet on either side?
It looks like you have 15 feet of buildable envelope there, if not more.
15 feet of what, sir?
It looks like on your survey.
Yeah.
It looks like if you were to put it, so you had your garage side by side.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That does not show. We built a bedroom. We added a bedroom there.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't understand where you were heading to that.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Any further questions from the board?
So how with the proposed right now, so we're like at 50 some feet, 50 feet to the pavement?
I think you said 47. Well, if you're looking at what it would be if you
10,
didn't have
10, the 10.8 instead of 12.
Yeah, it'll almost be 60.
Are you talking from the center of the road, or are you talking from the edge of the road?
No, to the edge of the pavement. From you were measuring from the 12, what you thought would.
Right. Oh, yeah. You would add 12 feet for where it exists now.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application?
My wife.
We have one. Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? Operator?
At this time, there's no one standing by on the line.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 12597 for Walter and Carol Reichel, if I said that right, for the requested variance pending a final written decision. Property has unique physical conditions because the property sits on an angled road, and the front property line is angled to the house. It was existing before Mr. Reichel bought it. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. I do not feel the variance will not alter the essential characteristic of the neighborhood, and it represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Horman.
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12597 has been approved.
Thank the board and thank the staff members. Appreciate it.
Next case.